In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Saints, today the church celebrates the presentation of the Lord in the temple. It is a feast designated by the church that lands on February 2nd. So here we are. The old man, Simeon, made his way across the temple floor this day. It was in the temple that he could be found day after day. The temple itself was a sight to behold, and Simeon knew every inch of it, every stone and every alms basin, the spot where he and familiar others stood every day to pray. The odor of incense and of animals to be sacrificed always permeated his nose and his clothing. Those smells lingered well into the night hours, reminding him always of the sacred place where God dwelled and where the Spirit often called him to be. Year after year, he prayed, echoing the sacred prayers of his fellow Israelites. And each day, he prayed that God's peace would one day come upon his nation, and that the promised Messiah would come among them. Did Simeon have his doubts? Perhaps like us, he did. He was human after all. In his younger years, this righteous man of God clearly heard the words spoken to him, "You will see my beloved one. You will see the Lord's Messiah, the Christ, the anointed for yourself. You, Simeon, will not die before you see his face. You was the promise." But you see, Simeon was given a promise that had an upside and a downside. For remember what was told to him, "You will not die before you see my beloved, my chosen one." Did that mean for him living a life of constant expectation, of trust and hope and waiting? And on the other hand, with the expectation that death would come in the next breath? Or would there come something more after the Holy One was revealed? Was this something similar to checking off an item on one's bucket list? What would it have been like to be in Simeon's shoes? To spend your days in the temple looking for the Holy One of God. Surely he would have seen everything, the worst and the best in God's house, the righteous and the devout, the curious, the troubled and the learned, and those who sought something or someone beyond themselves. Israelites and foreigners from near and far, old men and women like himself and Anna, young parents, babies, merchants, and all manner of individuals seeking the holy. I wonder how many faces had he scrutinized down through the years. And how many times had he been disappointed? Would today be the day? Would he recognize the Messiah if he saw him? For his eyes were to see the Savior. What was that like for him year after year? Month after month, week after week, day after day, hour after hour, moment after moment. Yet Simeon was like us, who among us has not stood in his place. A place of waiting and hoping, wishing and needing something to happen. Whether it be a day, a person, or event, to be checked off our calendar or our own bucket list. We all know what it is like to wait. To wait for a ride, for water to boil, for life to change, for prayers to be answered, for clarity, for meaning and purpose, a diagnosis, for grief to go away, for new life. We rise every morning, thanks be to God for this day, and thank God for the sun, expecting good things to unfold and for God to do something wonderful in each day we are given. We come here to God's house, hoping and praying that there will be harmony and unity, community and love, hospitality, respect, forgiveness, healing and peace. Those things we wish would spill into every corner of the world. We come here trusting. Trusting that God is here. This is a place where God will dwell in this space and within every single one of us, working in our lives, even if we cannot see or clearly understand. So we show up and we say our prayers and we wait. And we wait for the miracle, any miracle, and God's promises. Yes, we keep looking and hoping. We also keep believing. We keep showing up. That's what Simeon did. And so he was there that day when Mary and Joseph brought the infant Jesus to the temple to fulfill the laws, for Mary to be ritually purified and Jesus to be named and circumcised and given to God, even though he was God. As Mary placed her son into his arms, the Spirit revealed to Simeon that the babe he held was the beloved one, the Savior. God's promise was fulfilled in Simeon. Simeon held heaven's gift in his arms. And he blessed God and said, "Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. What Simeon experienced can be ours also. Showing up, sisters and brothers, really does matter. And my prayer for us this day is that we each hold on to God's promises and to God's unchanging hands. For you see, the presentation of the Lord didn't just happen centuries ago in the temple of Jerusalem, but in the temples of our lives today, in every moment of every day, in every year, and in every way. That light, the light of Christ, continues to enlighten the nations. That light continues to shed light into a world that seems full of darkness. Yes, sisters and brothers, let us continue to show up. Open your eyes in every fiber of your being. Show up and be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.